Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Oliver. Batting third. The third baseman, Larvell Blanks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Bowling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchick. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemonchick covering, for the out. One out. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Manning reaches second base with a double. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffin for the out. Manning moves to third. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris strikes out. Two outs. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanks strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bocht strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ewing bunts in front of the plate. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Norris steals second. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods, who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Norris scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibby fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bibby. Ashby moves to second. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordbrook hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashby moves to third. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashby scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Blue Jays, 1. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Oliver catches it and throws to first to double up Woods. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. fairly bunts towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Doug Rader pinch hits for Sam Ewing. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howell moves to third. Two outs. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Manning trying to get to third. Bowling throws the ball into Howell, who tags Manning for the out. Two outs. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashby hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez pinch hits for Tim Nordbrook. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley bunts in front of the plate. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader is walked intentionally. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 3 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 3 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ashby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 4 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bocht is walked intentionally. Rico Cardi pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Larry Anderson now pitching. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Baylor bunts in front of the plate. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Howell is walked intentionally. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Woods moves to third. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Woods scores. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.